from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back into the show. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Monday. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com is going to join us on the show today. And we'll talk about the Missouri Tigers. They have been absolutely on fire in recruiting over the course of the last 10 days or so. We'll get Gabe DeArmond's thoughts about that coming up in just a bit. We are, 9 days away from College Football 25 being released. We are going to give you a chance to be qualified for the game coming up in 3:30? Is that when the first time people can do it? 3 o'clock. My apologies. 3 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to be registered to compete in our college football tournament here coming up in just a bit. We appreciate you listening. Keep it locked in right here. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Let me give you guys a couple of stats that I would like to share with you guys really quickly. These stats come courtesy of our guy, Josh Vernier. Salvador Perez is one of 7 catchers in baseball's history with 1,500 hits, 260 home runs, and 9 all-star selections. Let me read for you guys the names of those players. Johnny Bench, Yogi Berra, Carlton Fisk, Mike Piazza, Pudge Rodriguez. These are the kinds of players that Salvador Perez is in the same conversation. We're talking about Yogi Berra, Gary Carter, Carlton Fisk, Mike Piazza. That is the same class that Salvador Perez is in. Rob, I know that there are some things that you and I can disagree on. We can go back and forth on. But one thing that I am not willing to listen to anymore, Salvador Perez is making the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. That is not saying that he is the best catcher of his generation. Maybe you put Yadier Molina ahead of him. Maybe you put Buster Posey ahead of him. I don't know where you want to consider Joe Mauer. Is he that generation, a generation before? However you want to put it. But when it is all said and done, if you were telling me that you sit in the same room as some of these individuals, you eventually get into the Hall of Fame. Is he going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? No. Should he be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Probably not. But we are talking about 9 all-star selections, a World Series MVP, the Gold Glove, Silver Slugger. You have been the cornerstone of a franchise for a decade now. I just don't really know what the argument against Salvador Perez being a Hall of Famer is. It's all right there.
There was a time in Kansas City sports where I was one of the people who was hesitant to make him a Hall of Famer. I felt like Royals fans were maybe fair or unfair, too early to put him in Cooperstown. Because remember, when the Royals' first run started happening, 14-15, Salvador Perez is the engine of these runs. And Royals fans were saying, hey, that guy's a Hall of Famer. That guy's a Hall of Famer. And I was hesitant. Guys, he's 25 years old. The accolades are there. But catchers wear out. That is what happens to players of his position. I'm here to report I was wrong. Since I thought, okay, guys, let's relax and see, 17 All-Star, 18 All-Star, 21 an All-Star, 23 an All-Star, 2024 an All-Star. He also led baseball in homers in 2021 and racked up 1, 2, 3, 4 Silver Sluggers in that window. He also already has the World Series MVP. I was wrong. Salvador Perez is a Hall of Famer. Every part of his resume is Hall of Fame worthy. And I know there are people out there who still think, well, I don't know, there are better catchers in this era. It is going to be hard to argue there are better catchers in this era, because what the Hall of Fame looks at and what people like you and me look at is not the pitch framing metrics. What we look at is accolades. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you call it the Wikipedia page search. His is better than almost any of his contemporaries, save Buster Posey. And if you want to tell me Buster Posey's the era before him, because Salvador Perez is still playing and at a very high level, I wouldn't fight you. The accolade game, the eye test, everything about it says Salvador Perez is going to Cooperstown. And I was hesitant. I had my feet in the sand. I said, no, let's see more of a sample. Eventually, he's going to get worn out playing catcher every day. I was wrong. He's a Hall of Famer. Give him a bust right now.
Yeah, and you just mentioned Buster Posey. If you put Buster Posey ahead of him, I'm not going to fight you that hard. Buster Posey won NL MVP. He was the catcher for 3 separate World Series teams. So if you're coming to the conclusion he also has more Silver Slugger awards than Salvador Perez does. So if you were telling me, hey, Buster Posey is a Hall of Famer, I'm not. Both of them could go in the Hall of Fame. It's not like there's only one spot available for catcher. Buster Posey's going in the Hall of Fame. If you're telling me Yadier Molina is going in the Hall of Fame, I believe that Yadi is going to get in. 10-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, 9-time Gold Glover, Silver Slug Award winner. Yadier Molina is going into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't know what the argument is going to be against Salvador Perez going in there. Everything that Yadi has done, Salvi has done, everything that Buster Posey has done, aside from win NL MVP, and I acknowledge that is a significant thing to do, to win MVP, then Salvador Perez has done. There's no argument anymore. I don't know what the other side is going to be. I don't know what the knock is going to be. What's the criticism going to be? Salvador Perez is one of the players of his era, one of the players of his generation. He is going to get in. You could argue that Salvador Perez was the best player on a World Series team. That guy usually gets into the Hall of Fame. So it's over to me. That conversation is over. One more of these, he will do double-digit All-Star game selections. I really don't have the time to argue what the other side is going to be and what the not. There's some people that are fun to argue. You and I might disagree on Mike Evans in football. You might disagree on certain people. I hope that we are at the point where with Salvador Perez, I really don't know what there is to discuss. I think it seems very cut and dry to me that this is going to be the case.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.